Twins Weekly is back. Darren Doogie Wolfson in for Chad Hartman. Hartman back next Sunday. I'll actually be at Fenway Park taking in the Red Sox and Angels. One of my best friends in the world lives out there, so I'm heading out there on Wednesday. But Chad, I'm sure we'll be fine being back in the lead chair. Aaron Gleeman of NBCSports.com, AaronGleeman.com, among other sites, has been my in-studio guest for the show. We have about 8 minutes left before Sunday Night Baseball takes over. It's the Phillies and Braves. Dana Wessel has done a great job doing the updates today and keeping us up on the airwaves, and intern Jesse has helped out as well. Jesse, I know you're leaving after today, heading back to Indiana. So, Jesse, good luck. We thank Jesse for all his hard work the past 3 months. The Twins lose today to the Angels. Anaheim sweeps them. Today's final 6-2. The Twins now 1-5 on their current 9-game road trip. The Twins overall 58-59. Yes, they are below 500. The Twins closer to last place right now than they are to first. And here are the numbers again that stick out to me, because this offense is just atrocious, disgusting, terrible. Come up with whatever descriptive word you want. They're last in the league in slugging. Overall, the third fewest runs scored, and they're close to being dead last in that category. The second fewest doubles in the league, the fourth fewest home runs. They've been shut out of major league leading 11 times. 12 times this year, they've scored one run. And 57 times this year, they've scored three runs or less. The Twins by far have scored the fewest runs in all of baseball since the All-Star break, including today's game. The Twins have scored just 89 runs in the 29 games they've played since the All-Star break. The Dodgers are the next closest team, and they're at something like 110, 111, 112. The Yankees, since the All-Star break, something like 234, 235, Aaron. I mean, this offense, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, one of the stats I saw, they've been shut out, or they've lost 1-0 four times. Silva, they've been shut out six times when Silva's been on the mound. I think the tendency is to complain about the offense and then simultaneously look at the poor records for the pitchers and then sort of complain about the pitchers. But you really need to, when you're such an extreme level of a lack of offense, you really need to separate what the pitchers are doing from their records. Like, I know Bonser today struggled, and he, last time out, I think he gave up 4 runs in 7 innings against the Royals, which isn't horrible, but he's 5-9 now, which is awful, but it's all pretty much, they're scoring 4.2 something runs per game in his starts. So he's got an ERA in the mid fours or the upper fours, which hasn't been nearly as bad as the record suggests.
Boof's overall ERA 4.77. I will argue with you a little bit, Aaron. I'll say this much. Of their five starters, Boof has probably been the worst of the bunch. He's certainly been the most disappointing. He's now winless in his last 11 starts. Over that stretch, his ERA approaching 5.2, 5.3. What's your take on Boof and, you know, just looking beyond this year? I mean, this year is done. They're not going to the playoffs. So looking long term, what do you see for Boof?
I do agree. He's probably been the most disappointing guy. I think the Bonser we saw down the stretch last year may have been a bit over his head. Even if you, not only this season, he's been a disappointment, but if you look back to his single A, double A, triple A numbers, he was good, but he wasn't as great as the guy who pitched last year would have suggested as far as a track record goes. I don't think he's a number two starter, which I think a lot of people eyed him as coming into the year. He's more of a maybe a three, probably a four or a five.
Boof today, 4 walks. I remember last year he didn't walk a lot of guys. This year, control has been an issue.
Yeah, he's struggled throughout, you know, every inning, but especially after starting out 2 or 3 good innings, he's either gotten tired or they figured him out second or third time around the lineup. I know Rick Anderson has talked about that, and he's not exactly the most well-conditioned athlete in the world. He's got a bigger beer gut than me. But, I mean, like I was saying, if you look back to his minor league stats, his control wasn't exactly Radke-esque. It was decent, but it wasn't as good as he showed, you know, down the stretch last year. So I think this guy's probably a little closer to the real Bonser.
Let's talk about this team starting second baseman right now. The likely starting second baseman for years to come, Alexi Casilla, had a costly error last night in the eighth. Then Casey Kochman had the double. Then Esturas had the home run. Things unraveled after the Casilla error last night. That's kind of what we've received so far from Alexi, though. He'll make the unbelievable play. His range is off the charts, but last night's play, I saw a replay, It's a play that almost every second baseman makes. Just your overall thoughts on Casilla.
Well, he's flashed a ton of skills. I mean, his arm is ridiculous for a second baseman. He could easily play at shortstop. His range at second base is far better than Castillo, regardless of whether people actually think Castillo is a gold glover or not. But at first, his mistakes were mental. He would get picked off a base, or he would try to stretch a single into a double. And then, like you said last night, that was just it was a routine play that he basically botched, and it turned into a pretty big play, which is why I was a little surprised that the Twins in the past, whether it's Bartlett or Kadire or Kubo or the pitchers, you know, Garza, for example, this year, they tend to go out of their way to push a young guy back as far as possible. They like to bring in competition for him, whether it's, you know, Juan Castro or somebody equally as bad. But with Casilla, they really went out of their way to discard Castillo when they really didn't have to. It saved them some money, and they got, you know, a couple of non-prospects, really. But to throw him into the lineup, either they had already written the season off, which I suppose is possible, or they really think highly of him and they're willing to sort of live with the mental and physical mistakes.
Couple minutes left with Aaron Gleeman, then we'll throw you to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Phillies and Braves. In hindsight, what they should have done is kept Castillo. He would have left as a free agent, but you would have received a draft pick. He'll be a type B free agent, I would think.
Right.
And they should have called up Casilla to play third base.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned his arm. He would be fine at third base, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I think he doesn't bring pop that you'd like to see at third base, but Buescher doesn't do that. And now that he's injured, certainly Punto doesn't do that. But I think actually an overlooked thing is they probably would have received a type B pick for Castillo, which is like between the first and second round. But at some point, if they lose Hunter, they're going to receive two picks, a first rounder and then a mid round.
Mm-hmm, a sandwich pick, yeah.
So at some point, they're going to run out of money, which is always an issue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The guy they signed this year, Ben Revere, got the lowest signing bonus of any first round pick since 1998.
Is that right?
$750,000.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I know they went on the cheap there, but wow.
If they're counting on losing Hunter, which Lavelle seemed to indicate, you know, is at best maybe 50-50, they're going to get a pick from him. They're going to have their own pick. They're going to get a sandwich pick. Maybe they didn't even want the pick for Castillo.
15 seconds left, Aaron. If the Rangers offer Torii Hunter 5 years, $75 million, and he came back to the Twins and said, hey, if you match this, I'll stay, what would you do?
I think I'd turn it down. If you're counting on a $70 million payroll, $75 million payroll, they just have so many other issues, Santana and beyond that.
Thank you, Aaron. I